Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, February 9th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. On February 9th, 1969, the fortunes of New York City Mayor John Lindsay were riding high. Mentioned often as a possible presidential contender in the upcoming decade of the 70s, he had done much to win the support of Democrats and Republicans, serving a Democratic city as a Republican. His policies were often hailed as progressive and financially responsible, but his future in politics was about to be undone by the weather. Warned in advance of an impending storm, his administration was ill-prepared. Budget cuts had slashed the available snowplows by 40%, and a recent strike with city workers had not been fully overcome. What became known as the Mayor Lindsay Storm dumped 15.3 inches in New York City. Central Long Island reached as high as 18 inches, Scarsdale, New York, 24 inches, Falls Village, Connecticut, 35, Bridgeport, Connecticut, almost 18 inches, Hartford, almost 16, Bedford, Massachusetts, 25, Blue Hill, Massachusetts, 21, and almost a foot in Boston, with Portland, Maine, at 21.5 inches. 800 cars were stranded on the Tappan Zee Bridge north of New York City. Property damage totaled more than $10 million in New England. Thousands of homes lost utility service. Drifts reached 10 to 20 feet deep. Thousands were stranded on highways. The New York Thruway was closed from New York City to Albany. The storm was named for Mayor Lindsay's failure to clear the streets of New York City, and more than 40 New Yorkers died as a result of the storm. Worst hit was the New York City borough of Queens, where 21 died. The storm came to a swift end late in the day of February 9th, and with it came the end of Mayor Lindsay's political career. Despite being reelected in 1969, he never held political office again after leaving the office of mayor, despite several unsuccessful runs for Senate and president. And that's what happened on February 9th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.